from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news for the headlines. Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang urged Chinese firms to prioritize Indonesian workers. Slovakia intends to expand cooperation with Indonesia. Indonesian Ministry of Health encourages thalassemia screening. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. China's Prime Minister Li Keqiang has called on Chinese firms to invest in Indonesia to give priority to recruiting local workers in their respective companies. Prime Minister Li started at a joint press conference with Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Monday that with more job opportunities in Indonesia, both countries could benefit from the investment. On the other hand, the Premier has called on the Indonesian government to simplify the administrative process for Chinese firms to invest in the country. The bilateral meeting between President Widodo and Prime Minister Li also discussed issues on cooperation in halal food and Muslim fashion. He believed that the cooperation can be improved further, as the Muslim population in China has reached 20 million. Meanwhile, Indonesian President Joko Widodo noted that the ASEAN, which contributed significantly to peace and stability in the region, must improve its performance. The president has also called on China to support Palestine in its fight for freedom. Slovakia will expand bilateral cooperation with Indonesia in various sectors. That was said by Ambassador of Slovak Republic to Indonesia, His Excellency Michael Slifovic, to the Voice of Indonesia during the commemoration of 100th anniversary of the establishment of Czechoslovakia and 25th anniversary of the establishment of the Czech Republic and the Slovak Republic in Jakarta Monday. According to Ambassador Michael Slifovic, Indonesia always has cooperation potential, especially with its 260 million population.
We are trying to expand cooperation in all possible areas of mutual interest. And there is always potential. Indonesia is a big market, you know, country of 260 plus million people, so it's a big market, and we are trying to, our companies that try to go here, it's not so easy because competition is big from all around the world, but we are trying to do our best, and hopefully in some foreseeable future we can do more concrete projects.
From various potential cooperation sectors, energy became the main sector that is offered by Slovak Republic. Because, according to Ambassador Michael Slifovic, Indonesia is attempting to reach the 35,000 megawatt power plant development target. Ambassador Michael Slifovic believes the Slovak Republic can be very helpful for Indonesia to reach the target. May 8 is celebrated as the World Thalassemia Day. The commemoration of the World Thalassemia Day 2018 theme Together for a Better Future. Secretary of Directorate General of Disease Prevention and Control, Dr. Asjikin Imam Hidayat Dahlan, MHA, explained that thalassemia cannot be cured, but can be prevented by avoiding the marriage of fellow carriers of thalassemia. Therefore, early detection through screening is very important to know the someone's status, whether they are carrier of thalassemia or not. In a press conference held on Monday, He said that the Ministry of Health will form the regulation of health minister to raise awareness and increase thalassemia screening activities. It is one of the most important programs and can break the chain of decline. It means when we do the bad screening, we can find the disease carriers. So it is attempted to separate the person with the carriers until finally clean gradually. The ministry are preparing several programs to support the prevention of the disease. Even abroad, it has become the necessity. So we will make the regulation. As Chikin further explained, in the series commemoration of the World's Thalassemia Day 2018, Ministry of Health has held socialization and screening of thalassemia to 240 students in Pandeglang in Garut and will conduct socialization and thalassemia screening to their students in West Jakarta in May. On the same occasion, Dr. Pustika Amalia Wahidayat from Cipta Mangunkusumo Hospital said that Indonesia currently entering the country with thalassemia belt. Based on the basic health research in 2007, 8 provinces with higher prevalence from national prevalence including Aceh, Jakarta, South Sumatra, Gorontalo, Riawalan, West Nusa Tenggara, Maluku, and West Papua. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in cooperation with the Ministry of Tourism, the Jakarta Provincial Government, Indonesian Chambers and Commerce in China hold Indonesia Week 2018 in Shanghai, China. The event was started on May 4 to 13, 2018. Junior Council of Information, Social and Culture of Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai, Radityo Vanjaitan, to RRI World of Service, Voice of Indonesia contributor Kevin Chow, recently explained that Indonesia Week 2018 is held to introduce Indonesia to Chinese people in Shanghai and surrounding area. Various kinds of activities are implemented, such as fashion show.
Kegiatan ini adalah kegiatan dilakukan untuk mempromosikan budaya Indonesia.
An event is conducted to promote Indonesian cultures and Indonesian products to Chinese people, especially in Shanghai and surrounding areas. The event contains a fashion show and Indonesian dances. The event is part of Indonesia Incorporated to promote Indonesia to the world, especially to China.
Radityo Panjaitan also explained that the implementation of the second INA Week is hoped to be visited by 50,000 visitors and to increase the number of Chinese tourists to Indonesia. Last year, at least 30,000 people visited INA Week 2017. According to Radityo Panjaitan, it is targeted 30 million Chinese tourists to visit Indonesia in 2018. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has offered keys to OIC countries in addressing global challenges during the 45th Ministerial Conference of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, A.M. Fakhir, stated in a press statement on Monday, in order to be able to solve the global issues, OIC should improve the management and organizational decision-making process. He also offered a solution to some challenges faced by the Islamic world. In the field of politics and security, Indonesia has proposed the establishment of contact group on peace and conflict resolution as a common forum to identify and formulate ways to address security and peace challenges. In the economic and social aspect, he confirmed Indonesia's initiative in the construction of vaccine and biotechnology products development center for OIC countries. In addition, the Indonesian government has also invited OIC member countries to conduct research and development cooperation through the establishment of a center for excellence that could be located in Indonesia. Meteorology is one of pillars in the national quality infrastructure which has a basic role towards guarantee of the health service quality. To strengthen its role, it needs an effort to synergy in fostering national quality infrastructure. Deputy of Scientific Service of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Mego Pinandito, on the sidelines of scientific presentation, fostering metrology infrastructure to guarantee quality of health service in Jakarta on Monday, said LIPI encouraged all calibration laboratories in Indonesia to have international standardization of health measuring instrument. Mega Pinandito also said that the calibration test and the decision processed by LIPI is expected to be a reference for calibration laboratory in Indonesia, so that the laboratories have similarity based on international standardization.
Jadi LIPI sebagai institusi metrologi yang tertinggi di Indonesia.
LIPI, with calibration laboratory and testing laboratory in Indonesia, will hold comparative testing of calibration laboratory for calibration laboratory, while proficiency testing for testing laboratory.
Mega Pinandito also said the LIPI Metrology Research Center has resulted many research output to support guarantee of health infrastructure quality, such as the development of calibration system of ear thermometer. He explained the system will be used in the international comparative tests in 2018. Lembata Regency is Nusa Tenggara has a variety of tourism potential. The potential is part of three tourism development regions or three angel line tourism. The regional middle term plan of Lembata Regency of 2017 to 2022 prioritizes tourism as the main sector with 3A concept, namely attraction, amenity, and accessibility. The concept is focused on the improvement of market and promotion as well as investment. This was said by Lembata Region Eliaser Yenci Sunur at the launching of Three Mountain Festival on Monday in Balai Room Susilo Sudarman Sabta Pesona Building, Jakarta. During the launching of Three Mountain Festival of Lembata, Lembata Regional Government also launched a Lembata calendar event that can be a reference for domestic and foreign tourists to visit Lembata in the right time. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Front at Rival Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, today's topic is the 2018 Asian Games must be promoted intensively. The Asian Games 2018 is going to take place in Jakarta and Palembang for a few months to come. But seemingly, President Joko Widodo has not been satisfied with the promotion of this international event that has not been carried out at maximum. In a limited meeting at Bogor Prudential Palace in West Java on April 18 and at President's office in Jakarta on 4th May, President Joko Widodo reminded that the 18th Asian Games does not become a paper amidst the Indonesian community. The President asked the echo of the Asian Games to resound throughout Indonesia. Indeed, the Asian Games is an event with a national and international scale. It does not belong to the host cities, Jakarta and Palembang. In response to the President's criticism of the promotion of the Asian Games, Chairman of the Organizing Committee of Asian Games Indonesia in Nuskot, Erick Thohir, said that the role of state institutions is very important in promoting the Asian Games. On the sidelines of the 2018 Asian Games entitled BRI Sunday Fest in Jakarta on last Sunday, Eric expressed his hope that the state institutions such as TVRI and RRI must play a major role in promoting the Asian Games. In addition, the Indonesian National Police, Polri, must guarantee the security during the event. He views that both state media have wide network throughout Indonesia, and the Polri also had professional personnel to safeguard the 18 Asian Games. To promote the Asian Games 2018, which will take place on August 18 to September 2nd, is the joint responsibility of all state institutions, including the Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI, Polri, and the general public. Both TNI and Polri have the main task to maintain security in the implementation of the Asian Games. The Minister of Youth and Sport and Inaskot must take advantage of many channels, in addition to expecting state agency to promote in a short time ahead. Schools, social media and private institutions should also cooperate to further intensify the promotion of the 2018 Asian Games. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment which bring back people and even from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with May 8, 1945. Winston Churchill announced the end of the war in Europe. In a radio broadcast speech from Downing Street, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill urged the British people to rejoice, but not to forget the hard work and the effort to be made for the future. King George VI also gave a speech broadcast from Buckingham Palace, which was damaged by bombs. In his speech, the king thanks his people. Both speakers remind listeners that Japan has not been beaten yet. Next is from May 8, 1948, the first World Red Cross Day. Every year since 1948, May 8 is celebrated as World Red Cross Day to appreciate the service of the founder of the World Red Cross Movement, Henri Dunant, who was also born on the same date. The World Red Cross Day commemoration aims to inspire, facilitate, and promote all humanitarian activities undertaken by the International Committee of the Red Cross and member of the participating national community. In addition, it is also used as an opportunity to appreciate the service of volunteers and staff who are struggling to save the lives of many people. I will end Today in History with May 8, 1993, the death of Marsina, an Indonesian labor activist. Before her body was found on May 9, 1993, in Jegong Village, Wilangan Nganjuk District, East Java, Marsina was one of the employees of PT Catur Putra Surya, who was very active in demanding a more decent wage. Marsina, along with other workers, went on strike to call their demands. Until May 5, 1993, Marsina was still active with her colleagues in demonstrations and talk. However, on the following days, Marsina's whereabouts was not known by her college until her body was found on May 9, 1993. Marsina was declared dead on May 8, 1993. Autopsy result conducted by doctor at Nganjuk Regional General Hospital conclude Marsina died as a result of persecution. As an activist, Marsina earned the Yap
Tiam Hien Award in 1993 for her service in upholding human rights. That was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The topic of today is NPR asking all stakeholders of the nation to be binding with its four pillars. While Indonesia is entering the political years, 2018 regional head election or Pilkada and the 2019 presidential election, Vice Chairman of the People Consult Assembly NPR Hidayat Nur Wahid, in the socialization of four pillars of the NPR in Jakarta on Saturday, reminded that both political years will be full of very strict contestation and competition. He perceived that their democratic activities would be colored with various phenomena, both positive and negative aspects. As quoted from the NPR.co.id, Hidayat Nur Wahid also reminded all Indonesian people to remain passionately and actively participate in the political years. He also asked them to be binding with the four pillars of the NPR, namely Pancasila, the 1945 Constitution, the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia, and Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or Unity in Diversity. Hidayat further remarked that the implementation of regional head election, legislative election, and presidential election is the implementation of Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution in a bid to safeguard the Unitary States of Republic of Indonesia and to deeply understand the diversity of Indonesia. He warned not to make the political years as a moment of mutual slander, spreading hatred and hoax news, spreading hostilities or conflict. Hidayat Nur Wahid also asserted that the people of Indonesia should be grateful that Pancasila, formulated by the founders of the nation, has been able to become glue and unite the Indonesian nation, whose diversity is very high. Meanwhile, Secretary General of NPR Mahfud Cahyono in Jakarta, as quoted by NPR.co.id, said that the NPR will continue to socialize the values of Indonesians' nationality, because the challenges ahead will be tighter. To face these challenges, according to Mahfud, the Indonesian nation should have two capitals, namely the ideological resilience and strong competitiveness. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia. Read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala and Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang held a bilateral meeting in Jakarta on Monday evening to discuss efforts to improve economic cooperation between the two countries. Slovakia will expand bilateral cooperation with Indonesia in various sectors, that was said by Ambassador of Slovak Republic to Indonesia during the commemoration of 100th anniversary of the establishment of Czechoslovakia and 25th anniversary of the establishment of the Czech Republic and the Slovak Republic in Jakarta on Monday. According to Ambassador Michael Slifovic, Indonesia always has cooperation potential, especially with its 260 million population. Indonesia and China have signed two memorandums of understanding on cooperation in infrastructure development during Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang's visit in Indonesia on Monday. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan and his Chinese counterpart from the Chinese National Reform and Development Commission signed a memorandum of understanding on the promotion of cooperation in the development of regional comprehensive economic corridors. May 8th is celebrated as the World Thalassemia Day. The commemoration of the World Thalassemia Day 2018 teamed together for a better future. Secretary of Directorate General of Disease Prevention and Control,
explained that thalassemia cannot be cured yet, but can be prevented by avoiding the marriage of fellow carriers of thalassemia. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in cooperation with the Ministry of Tourism, the Jakarta Provincial Government, Indonesian Chambers and Commerce in China, hold Indonesia Week 2018 in Shanghai, China. The event was started on May 4 to 13. Junior Consul of Information, Social and Culture of Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai, Radityo Panjaitan, told LRA World Service that Indonesia Week 2018 is held to introduce Indonesia to Chinese people in Shanghai. Meteorology is one of the pillars in the national quality infrastructure, which has a basic role toward guarantee of the health service quality. To strengthen its role, it needs an effort of synergy in fostering national quality infrastructure. Deputy of Scientific Service of Indonesian Institute of Sciences Levy, on the sidelines of scientific presentation of fostering meteorology infrastructure to guarantee quality of health service in Jakarta on Monday, said Levy encouraged all calibration laboratories in Indonesia to have international standardization. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Bapongka, a marine fishing tradition of Bajo tribe. Stay tuned! Listener, Bajo is an inseparable ethnicity with the sea. Bajo community residence is very unique. Most of their houses are built on the water. In the past, they even lived in boats or lepa. Currently, Bajo people have spread throughout the archipelago, mostly in Sulawesi. There is one tradition of fishing that Bajo community usually do, which requires them to travel long distance, the tradition called Bapongka. Bapongka is a Bajo community tradition that uses traditional equipment and keeps the marine environment from damage. Listener, Bapongka is sailing tradition for a living survive or to get sea products to another region or province for several weeks and even months. They went to sea in groups. Each group consists of 3 to 5 boats. Each boat consists of one person. The formation of small group of Bapongka is done based on closeness. Usually, the small group will meet each other in a fishing location, then form a large group consists of 15 or even 20 boats. Listener, the traditional boat called lepa, which is equipped with outrigger and roof made of sago leaves. Generally, the boats are run with oars, although the boats are now equipped kantinting machine. During the fishermen perform Bapongka, they brought quite a lot of foodstuffs, such as sago and some equipments, such as Petromax lamps, water containers, cooking and eating utensils, sleeping gear, and catching equipment for sea cucumbers and other marine products.
Listener, Bapongka tradition has a good impact for marine conservation, especially coral reef, because it only using simple equipment. In performing the Bapongka tradition, Bajo community have some taboos that must be obeyed. The prohibition for Bajo people is believed to affecting the catch, such as not to throw something at sea when doing Bapongka. They should not dispose rice washing water, cooking charcoal, coffee grounds, chili water, ginger water, orange peel, kitchen ash into the sea. When washing the rice, the water put on the boat and will be shed after approaching the mainland. Likewise with wood charcoal used cooking, ash kitchen, orange peel, chili water, and ginger water. Listener, the simplicity of boats and equipments as well as the prohibitions that should not be violated because it is believed to be a disaster. While Bajo community also believe the sea has a ruler in the form of spirit called Mbo. All things make the Bapongka tradition of Bajo community highly appreciate and preserve the nature as their local wisdom. Listener, that was the regular segment of Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Bapongka, a marine fishing tradition of Bajo tribe. We will meet again tomorrow in other interesting topics. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela, sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and guiding you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Or in English, You want to stay at my place? Next, I will give you an example of a conversation on Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Or in English, You want to stay at my place? The location is in Prambanan Temple area. Joko knows that Tony lives in the hotel. Therefore, Joko offers Tony to stay at his home while Tony is in Jogja. Percakapan sudah direkam. Joko dan Tony. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expression and vocabulary related to the topic today, which is Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Or in English, You want to stay at my place. I will say each sentence two times, and you may repeat after me. Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? In English, You want to stay at my home?
You want to stay at my home? Apakah tidak apa-apa? Apakah tidak apa-apa? In English, is it okay? Is it okay? Aku senang kalau kamu tinggal di rumahku. Aku senang kalau kamu tinggal di rumahku. In English, I will be glad if you want to stay at my home. I will be glad if you want to stay at my home. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? In English, how or what do you think? How or what do you think? Kamu baik sekali. Kamu baik sekali. In English, you are very kind. You are very kind. To offer someone to stay at your home, you say, kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Which means, you want to stay at my place. Or, in a full sentence, apakah kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Apakah kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Which means, do you want to stay at my place? Do you want to stay at my place? If you accept the offer, you can simply say, okay, okay, which means, okay, ya, saya mau, okay, ya, saya mau, which means, yes, I do, yes, I do. If you accept the offer, you can simply say, okay, okay, which means okay. Okay. Ya, saya mau. Ya, saya mau. Which means yes, I do. Yes, I do. Baiklah. Baiklah. Which means all right. All right. Or, tentu saja, tentu saja, which means, of course. But if you refuse, you can answer, maaf, tidak bisa, maaf, tidak bisa, which means, sorry, cannot, or, to refuse, subtly, in accordance with the context of conversation, consider the following example. Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Which means, you want to stay at my place. You want to stay at my place. Saya mau, tetapi tidak bisa. Saya mau, tetapi tidak bisa. Which means, I do. But cannot. I do, but cannot. Or, maaf sekali ya, terima kasih. Maaf sekali ya, terima kasih. Which means, I'm so sorry, I can't. Thanks anyway. I'm so sorry, I can't. Thanks anyway. Before ending Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today, for more detail, let's listen to the conversation example once more. Percakapan atau dialog sudah direkam. That was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. For practice, send your voice recording in Bahasa Indonesia to email address at voi at voinews.id. There will be an attractive prize for selected senders. The exercise is to describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the name of the country, the name of the tourist spot, the location, and the weather in that place. If you want to provide more information, please do. Example: Selamat pagi, negara saya Indonesia. Memiliki tempat wisata Candi Prambanan yang terletak di Yogyakarta. Cuaca sekitar Candi Prambanan panas. Gudeg adalah makanan khas Yogyakarta. I'll see you again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduced you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we present the songs from South Kalimantan province. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Ampar Ampar Pisang by Henny Purwonegoro. Happy listening!
Masak sabigi di hurung bari-bari, menggalepak, menggalepop, patah kayu bengkok.
Listener, every region in Indonesia has their own regional songs. Among the songs are already popular in Indonesia, such as Ampar Ampar Pisang from South Kalimantan. The Banjar song was composed by Hamidan AC. This song is usually sung by children in the game. Ampar Ampar Pisang can be defined as spread bananas before drying. In ancient times, banana is one of the main foods in Banjar Kingdom. Bananas are usually processed into various foods, but previously the bananas are dried first. That's a glance about the story of the song Ampar Ampar Pisang. Well, listener, coming up next, let's listen to a song entitled Sapu Tangan Babuncu Ampat by Lucy Kus Endang. Listener, you've just listened to the song Sapu Tangan Babuncu Ampat, a famous song from the southern part of Kalimantan. The song is quite easy to remember with a carefree rhythm. Despite having simple lyrics, this song has deep meaning and full of moral messages. In Indonesia, Sapu Tangan Babuncu Ampat means four-handed sweep handkerchief. In the society, human relationships are always adorned with conflict. However, the conflict often causes pain. As in the lyrics, luka nang di tangan kawa dibabat, luka nang di hati hancur sekali, means wound on the hands can be bandaged, but the wound in the heart is difficult to cure. The song also has a positive message to forgive each other. The song Sapu Tangan Babuncu Ampat has lyrics of old poems or pantun. Like most old poems, it is often made to convey certain messages. Listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Pucuk Pisang by Rama Sugiatma and Anak Pipit by Fanny Bauti. Happy listening and sampai jumpa!
Pucuk pisang, badannya layo, si pucuk pisang, adingai badannya layo. Kemana jua, maambunakan, adingai maambunakan. Kemana jua, adingai maambunakan.
anak titin, jangan biarkan anak titin dalam sengsara. Kasihani anak titin, ambili anak titin, jangan biarkan anak titin dalam sengsara.
Indonesia. Sepuluh tahun nan lalu masih tergana di hatiku, marista diriku. Mengalami nasib itu,
thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.